All right, so early on in the novel, when Lilith is talking to Jediah, Jediah tells Lilith that the Oankali have sort of diagnosed the humans. As I'll mention later, this notion of kind of the humans having a diagnosis that needs to be cured does have implications for thinking about the novel through a lens of disability, but we'll say more about that later. And for now, we'll just go with the ways that, well, on some level, let's just say this, we are meant to read the Oankali's diagnosis of human hierarchy as we're meant to be sympathetic to that claim. And one of the ways we know that we're meant to be sympathetic to that claim is that in essays and interviews, Butler himself has talked about human hierarchy as kind of the essential problem underlying racism, homophobia, patriarchy, and other kinds of social problems. And it's interesting, or I don't know, there's something kind of neat about it. She talks about being bullied on the playground as a child and how that sort of forever shaped her view of human hierarchies as this problem. And the other way that she thought about this, as I mentioned in the early 80s, is that, you know, she heard about this notion of a winnable nuclear war. And so what she tells an interviewer is that Ronald Reagan inspired Dawn when his first term was beginning. People were talking about a winnable nuclear war, a limited nuclear war, the idea that more and more nuclear weapons would make us safer. And again, Butler thought this was sort of suicidal on the part of humans, and that there was this widespread problem with humans that had to do with hierarchy that needed to be addressed. So when Jediah says to Lilith, you know, it's human intelligence did not acknowledge hierarchy as a problem, but took pride in it or did not notice it at all. And he says, this was like ignoring cancer. I think your people did not realize what a dangerous thing they were doing. All right. So as I said, we're meant to read this sympathetically. In as much as we are critical of the Oankali, and there are many reasons to be critical of the Oankali that I'll get into shortly, this notion that human hierarchies are kind of the problem is one that Butler was sympathetic to. All right, so I'm just going to read through a segment from Butler's essays, or an essay that she wrote, where she identifies human hierarchy as part of the problem. So she says, well, she begins by describing this experience of being bullied on the playgrounds, and what she says is that, you know, everyone has seen bullying or seeing it, has responded to joining into it with it or objecting by laughing or keeping silent. And then she says, simple peck order bullying is not only the beginning of the kind of hierarchical behavior that can lead to racism, sexism, ethnocentrism, classism, and all the other isms. Say that again. I sort of read it wrong. Again, you know, new to this kind of recording thing. Simple peck order bullying is not only the beginning of the kind of hierarchical behavior that can lead to racism, sexism, ethnocentrism, classism, and all the other isms that cause so much suffering in the world. She continues, several years ago, I wrote a novel called Dawn, in which extrasolar aliens arrive, look us over, and inform us that we have a pair of characteristics that together constitute a fatal flaw. We are, they admit, intelligent, and that's fine. But we are also hierarchical, and our hierarchical tendencies are older, and all too often, they drive our intelligence. That is, they drive us to use our intelligence to try to dominate one another. So as you can hear, this is quite similar to, or the language that Butler uses is quite similar to the language that Jediah uses when he's explaining Oankali's plan to Lilith. So elsewhere in an interview, Butler engages similar ideas. So she says that hierarchical behavior is definitely inborn and intelligence is something new that we've come up with. And like I said, I happen to think that that combination is lethal. I think it doesn't have to be lethal if we deal with it. But unfortunately, the ways in which we tried to deal with it in the past have not really acknowledged the problem. Too often, when people start talking about inborn characteristics, they start talking about who we shall eliminate, who has the negative characteristics. And we get to decide what's negative when we get into the eugenics and the really nasty stuff where people use something that could be and is in fact part of behavior science as a reason to put somebody else down to get rid of your enemies using science for hierarchical purposes. This passage from Butler's interview is really complicated, or it raises this complicated idea, and I'll get into this complicated idea when we talk about gene trading in the novel. But what Butler is essentially saying is that, well, scientists are not completely wrong when they say that there kind of are hardwired problems with humans. Butler just happens to think that those problems are with all humans, not with just some kinds of humans. But it's still the case that once you start talking about human genes, that you do inevitably raise problems of eugenics and the like. Okay, so when Butler has the Oakley diagnose humans as having an innate problem with hierarchy, we're meant to see that diagnosis as accurate. So as the critic, the Oankali, as presented in the novel, do have a lot of problems, and we'll get into that, but they do not seem to be hierarchical themselves. So on the Oankali ship, which is itself an organism, everything is interdependent. The Oankali, for example, have these plants and animals they have come to make use of, but they do not sort of see themselves as separate from these plants and animals. And you can even see that in the way that when they touch walls, they open them. That's not some kind of, they're not entering a code or anything like that. The Oankali's body have kind of genetic continuities with the sort of walls of the ship. And so this is also the positive side of genes, right? Or the genome, or the research on the genome. As critics or as scientists have discovered that human DNA and RNA, I guess DNA specifically, shares a lot of the same genome with lots and lots of other forms of life on Earth, that sort of breaks down the notion that humans are somehow separate and from other forms of life on Earth. The Oankali have embraced this idea. They sort of don't see themselves as having hierarchies above other forms of life. But again, they have other problems, as we'll get into. All right, but so as the critic Rachel Greenwald Smith summarizes for the Oankali, quote, "Every organism is so intimately connected with every other that the very notion of self-ownership indicates a destructive tendency toward competition and domination. Yet when deprived of this language altogether, humanity is left in a position of genetic subordination to the Oankali, who determine where and when humans can live and reproduce." So Smith is getting at a contradiction again in the Oankali, and I'll get into that contradiction a bit more here. But we should focus for now on the first part of Smith's statement, where the Oankali are kind of have these interdependent kind of lives. All right, so on one level, Butler seems to contrast the Oankali positively with humans. The Oankali cooperate, they don't see hierarchies, they don't solve problems with violence. They are in many sense, or in some sense, if you look at them from one perspective, they're kind of utopian, right? They are not likely to start a nuclear war among themselves. Actually, that's sort of impossible for them. They won't do that. But what they do is they do exist in this dominant position over humans. So as we can observe in their treatment of humans, the Oankali hardly represent some kind of utopian society. So Lilith is kept in solitary confinement for 2 years without knowing who her captives are. When the Oankali release her, she has no control over life. When she tries to take a walk on her own, for example, she is braided by, now I got to say one of these names out loud, Kajat, for being ignorant. That's on page 67. So she kind of walks away and she attempts to bury this orange that she has, and the ground starts turning all toxic. You know, there's clearly something that's going wrong here. And Lilith's like, oh my God, what did I do? Kajat sort of shows up and says, I can't believe you're so ignorant. You know, what's wrong with you? Kajat, like some of the other Uloi, is kind of a dick. What are you going to do? Lilith really doesn't like the Uloi for the most part. Although Nikanj will be an Uloi that she kind of befriends. All right. Yeah, we can also observe the critic Naomi Jacobs notes that, you know, if we're tempted to see the Oankali as utopian, their powers of surveillance over Lilith extend to a level never conceived of by George Orwell. They have read not simply Lilith's face and value and voice, but her DNA like a book. So, yeah, they are the surveillance of Lilith in the first part of the novel before we see any Oankali show up is total, right? They've opened Lilith up, you know, for her benefit. They have taken her cancer away, but still they've done surgery on her without ever asking her. They are able to overhear everything she says. You know, when she talks to Jediah at some point, she says something and there's like this voice in the ceiling. So if this is a utopia that the Oankali have constructed, it's a utopia that's partly built on kind of prison cells. And sort of more in a more, well, in another sort of sinister way, the Oankali have kind of wiped out everything that might remind humans of their past. So Lilith, when she's talking to Jediah, says, and this is on page 32, there must be runes. She said, there were. He says, we've destroyed many of them. And she says, she sort of grabs him, right? Even though she's kind of reluctant to touch him still. And she says, you destroyed them. There were things left and you destroyed them? He says, you'll begin again. We'll put you in areas that are clean of radioactivity and history. So note that connection between radioactivity and history. The Oankali sort of see human history as, or the records of human history is no different than radioactivity. Jediah says, you'll become something other than you were. Lilith says, and you think destroying what was left of our culture will make us better? Jediah says, no, only different. And then after they have this conversation, Lilith realizes that she's gripping Jediah in this kind of violent way, almost without her will, right? Because she's so upset at this idea that the Oankali have come along and erased all of human culture or all of human history. So she concludes, you destroyed what wasn't yours, she said. You completed an insane act. And then Jediah says, well, you're still alive. So, again, even though the Oankali seem to pose a kind of positive alternative to these human hierarchies, they, in their treatment of the humans, have, you know, done these really dominant things. They have acted like colonizers, you know. Colonizers also destroy the runes of the colonized. Colonizers also historically saw the cultures of colonized of peoples as unimportant, right? You can think of Native Americans being taught the Bible and being told to give up their histories. That's something of what the Oankali do here. All right, so what we end up with is a complicated divide between humans and Oankali. We can clearly see all the problems that Butler locates with the human, and yet the Oankali do not precisely present an ideal alternative. So all that's to say is that Dawn, like all good literature, presents a nuanced, complicated account of the human condition. All right, so I'm going to ask you to respond to some of these questions that I've raised in these lectures on the message boards. The final slide in the slide presentation that accompanies these lectures will include instructions on how to complete these message boards. And again, those message boards, they don't need to be completed by until Thursday at 2 p.m. Again, I'll have more instructions on those in the slides themselves. Okay, so hope you're hanging in there. This will be the first of a series of lectures that I'll provide on Dawn. Bye.